Next week, Humboldt State University and their Department of Sociology and the HSU men's lacrosse team are going to be presenting the Global Refugee Crisis Discussion and Activism Training. And that's taking place in the evenings, May 1st and May 2nd. And to talk with us today about it is Assistant Professor of Sociology, Dr. Tony Salvaggio. Thanks so much for coming here, Tony, and tell us about the event that you have coming up next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We're bringing a couple really amazing folks to campus to talk a little bit about the global refugee crisis. It's, many say it's one of the greatest, most complex humanitarian crises of our time. So we're bringing two folks to come and do both a discussion one night and then a training the next. On Monday, May 1st, we're going to have two folks. One person's name is Valamos Yostratos. His name is Stratos. He's a Greek fisherman from the village of Skala on the islands of Lesbos. He was nominated for the 2016 Nobel Peace Prize, as was many in his village, for all the work they did rescuing countless numbers of refugees from the Aegean Sea. The village itself had, it's the size of, like, kind of like Trinidad. There's like 200 people in the village, and they had over 300,000 refugees fleeing places like Syria, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. So Stratos is going to come and talk a little bit about what his village experienced, the work that he's been doing with refugees now that they are there. Many of them can't leave because of the current anti-refugee sentiment in Europe and in the U.S. And then another person we're bringing, his name is Father Christoforos Shouf, a.k.a. Padre X. He's very interesting character. I met him doing some refugee work last summer on Lesbos. He's a radical Orthodox priest, and I know that sounds interesting, but it's sort of contradictory. But he's a radical Orthodox priest, a musician, and a human rights activist. And he is a coordinator of one of the transit camps, the first transit camps that was established on Lesbos at the beginning of the crisis. So he's been working in collaboration with the UN High Commissioner of Refugees on helping folks as they enter EU territory. And he's also the founder of a group called Philoxenos, which is this independent refugee relief organization that provides support for refugees in Europe. So those two folks are going to be coming and doing a talk on Monday, May 1st at the KBR room. It's 6 o'clock to 8. And then the next day, they're going to be doing a training. So for those folks that want to get involved in engaging in this effort, it starts at 5:30 at the KBR. And they're going to train folks on the basic skills to better prepare people to do humanitarian work in Greece and in Europe. So there'll be two opportunities for folks to learn a little bit, to also engage, and then, of course, if they want to donate, there's lots of opportunities to do that too.
Wow, that's quite an esteemed group you have coming here. So how are you connected with these two gentlemen who are coming to present?
Yeah, I spent some time in Greece over the last year. I was following the crisis online and, through the media, and felt that, we had summers off, so I had some time, and I had the luxury of going over there to volunteer with a group called Lighthouse Relief, and they do mostly cleanup, and it was environmental cleanup, because you have to think about the tens of thousands of dinghies coming from Turkey to Greece. It's around a 8-kilometer distance between the two countries. So I plugged in with an organization there, a Swedish relief group, and was doing sort of environmental cleanup. And there were college kids everywhere helping in that effort. And while I was there, I ended up also plugging in with Save the Children and worked in a camp for unaccompanied minors. And on top of that, there's other, there's other sort of activities that I get involved in over there. But I think there's three things that folks can do you know, if they're concerned about this issue, and one is advocate, the other is sort of donate to different groups, and the third is to engage. And this global refugee crisis event is trying to do a little all three of those.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're giving people a lot of information and exposure to the issues and the opportunities to actually contribute in some way, either by your time or your money or your voice. If you're advocating for the people of Syria, who do you advocate to?
Yeah, and that's a good question. You know, right now the situation for refugees in Europe is a very tenuous one at best. And, you know, what we're finding is that, you know, folks are arriving mostly in Greece and in Italy, in places that are probably the two worst countries to be in Europe because of the financial crisis and the economic issues that those countries are having. So, as the law is written right now with the EU around refugees, you know, the country that they land in is the country in which they have to stay and get processed. So the situation not only with Syrians, which, you know, 4 million have left Syria, over 4 million because of war, but folks from Pakistan, Afghanistan, sub-Saharan Africa, you know, all over war, economic deprivations, and political crisis, those folks are stuck there now. And what, you know, we try to do as relief workers and advocates is, you know, now that they're there, they're stuck there indefinitely. And what are forming in each of these communities and each of these regions now are sort of social service networks.
Okay.
So, you know, you got to provide school for the kids, right? I mean, they're there for 6 months and there's no school. So volunteers are coming, filling in where the government has failed, and they are organizing in those communities. Schools, community centers, women's health centers, and all of those sorts of things that they need. I mean, they've arrived with just a backpack.
Right. You know? So are there efforts by the Greek government or the Italian governments to actually help people assimilate into the, you know, those countries, or are they meant to just be held there in the hopes that things will resolve in Syria or Afghanistan or just Northern Africa?
Yeah, as I said, you know, both of those countries are very much in a crisis, an economic crisis.
Right.
And it's really difficult, and Stratos will speak to this, is, you know, there when the crisis began, there were villages that were embracing, you know, the refugees and trying their best to help. But after a year and a half, you know,
right,
the tourism has left, and, you know, economic conditions have gotten worse for the locals, the Greeks, the Italians. So, you know, what has started to happen is, in certain villages, you see sort of nationalist, fascist organizations in Greece, for example, Golden Dawn, come out and blockade relief workers and threaten, you know, refugees. So, I think, you know, the efforts that are the governments, they're doing, I guess, the best they can with the resources they have, but it's mostly left up to the local communities to solve this temporary issue, if you will. And most of these folks, they don't want to be here. They don't want to be there. They want to be back in their own country.
Yeah, so they're people just like us,
yeah,
right, that had lives and homes and jobs. And yeah, it's a huge issue. It's as far as your experience and as a relief worker, and also with this training coming up, what do you think are some of the most important things for people who are considering doing relief work with the Syrian refugees?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, and part of the reason why we're putting on the relief worker training is trying to help folks who or to teach folks a little bit about you know, what it's going to be like if you go over there.
Mm-hmm.
And we know students have the summers off, and if they have the financial resources to get over there, you know, sort of kind of having an understanding of what to expect is real important. So, you know, the training's going to provide some basic principles to humanitarian action and of aid work, things like doing no harm, how to be impartial. Some days you're getting boats with North Africans, and then an hour later, a boat with Syrians, and all of these different groups, and you know, trying to make sure that you're culturally sensitive for each group that's arriving. So there's some standards that should guide humanitarian action, and for students and other folks in the community that want to go over, this relief worker training is sort of like an introductory to it. There's a great course, and if anyone is planning on going over there, would like to take it. It is put out by an organization, an international humanitarian organization, and the link to that, if you want to do the online training, it's about 8 hours. It is disasterrelief.com. Disaster Relief is the name of the organization that does it, and you can do some of these trainings online. But also there's issues of travel safety and personal security too that we will go over in this training.
Right.
You know.
Well, for you, Dr. Silvaggio, how was the experience for you personally? I mean, you're obviously going back again this summer. I mean, what do you get out of giving your time and your resources to be there?
Yeah, that's you know, after spending a summertime there, it was, I immediately scheduled my trip to go back in December, so I was back within 4 months, 5 months. It's very rewarding, but it's also, you know, one of the most emotionally draining sort of experiences, but also emotionally fulfilling. You know, I've been involved in social movements for the last 20 years. The environmental movement, labor movement, social justice movements, and this is probably one of the more rewarding experiences. There's lots of different ways to get involved too. Like I said, you know, if folks don't want direct contact, there's, you know, beach cleanup. There's, you know, doing workshops, art therapy workshops with kids, working in the fields with the locals to help them, do what they normally do when they're not helping refugees. There's also, you know, the more direct involvement, and that is like doing lookouts with infrared binoculars to see boats leaving Turkey and coming over so that there's appropriate rescue teams in the water. There's landing teams where people are greeting, you know, these boats that are coming sometimes in the middle of the night, in the middle of winter, with hundreds of folks on board. So lots of different opportunities for people to plug in if they want to go there. And also, I know there's another group, there's a refugee relief group that does great work in Humboldt County. And what they do is they collect donations so that they can fund housing for refugees. So lots of opportunities out there.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I know you need to go teach a class, but how can people find out more information about this discussion and training?
You can go online at the HSU calendar.
Okay.
And the information should be there. It's also in the North Coast Journal, and there's a Facebook page that I forgot. Right,
okay,
now.
Great. Yeah, so they can call 826-3142 or contact avs1@humboldt.edu. Thank you so much, Dr. Tony Silvaggio.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for the good work you do.